Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 25th of February, recording at 8:48 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets were mostly quietly steady following the gains on Wall Street last night. European stock markets seesawed a little bit, very modest moves up and down today. Wall Street's been interesting. It was down most of the day. That dragged the Europeans down for a bit. I think on the Dow we got down about 200 points, then recovered the whole thing at around a half an hour before the close, and trading around unchanged to tiny decline here right now. Long-dated government bonds, these are weak pretty much across the boards. The long bond, 30-year long bonds, currently down 1 and 21/32. The U.S. dollar is firm here. We've got the euro is back down to 127.32. Dollars up to 197.52 against the yen, which has been quite weak in the last couple of days. And what else in here? Precious metals. Now, this has been interesting because they sort of seesawed with Wall Street. First they were down and then they moved up on the day. Some pretty wide ranges here. I'm looking at silver. You know, we've got 66 cent trading range, but they're currently down. And silver at 1361, and gold bullion's just come off its lows as the stock market has given up some gains, but it's still down 947.70. And industrial metals, though, are a bit firmer against that background across the boards. It includes copper up 3.1 cents in the States. And agricultural commodities, mixed to firmer. And crude oil, I think crude oil's had a good day in here. Now, we have had a contract change recently. There's such a big contango in crude oil. But it's currently 42.59. That's the WTI. And what have we got here elsewhere? Looking at the natural gas market, that's down a little bit here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, obviously we've got a pause here in the big sell-off in global stock markets. They were quite oversold on a short-term basis after some very steep moves on the downside. We've had a little bit of cheerleading occurring from the U.S. administration and the Federal Reserve. But I think that markets are sufficiently oversold to tempt a few buyers and to deter a few more short sellers in here. But it's still all for the bulls to prove. In terms of Wall Street, which is the big one in terms of influence, because the Wall Street leash effect is certainly going to be negative while people fear a meltdown on Wall Street, and it will, to be neutral, we'd really need to see the S&P get back above at least 800. Now, it's currently at 770. And it would really need to be 110 points higher, 880 above, to look clearly as if it had not only reaffirmed the November lows, but was ranging in a base formation development pattern. But that's not what we have. Overall, what we have globally is we've had very weak banks, which are getting a little bit of respite in the form of technical rallies. We have also seen the OECD stock markets be quite soft, drifting down to and often through their November lows. Most of the Asian stock markets, other than Japan, are all range bound, and some of the stock markets have been quite firm. China, Brazil, among the bigger markets. So it's a mixed bag, but I think more of the patterns on the weaker side than on the stronger side, and of course they're still in their long-term downward trends. So the base formation, base building hypothesis does require a firmer tone in here over the next few weeks. Will we get that? Well, we could because of the short-term oversold conditions, but I don't take anything for granted. If we do, we'll know. If we do see it, we'll know what it means. And I've said all along that the base formation process would be lengthy. Against this environment, confidence is going to remain fragile for a while. And with confidence fragile, we could expect mostly ranging patterns, and it's really a ranging market environment. But the only way to play that, I would say once again, is to buy when people are most fearful and take profits when they're feeling a bit hopeful in stock markets. Now, I think there are plenty of opportunities and perhaps clearer opportunities elsewhere. For instance, we've had a great run in precious metals recently. I think that's over for the short term. And we have, I don't expect anything like a retracement of the full rally, but I think that, once gold got up to that $1,000 level, once again, I did mention it's a psychological area. I'm happy to be out of my leveraged precious metals positions, with the exception of a small platinum position at this stage, which I've held on to partly because that may move a little bit more with the industrial metals, which appear to be in the early stages of base formation development. I think there are opportunities in the currency markets, and I've been shorting the yen in here again today. I'd really like to short the dollar again, but I don't see quite enough technical evidence, and I don't want to lead with my chin there. And what else to mention here in commodity markets? Well, if industrial metals or industrial commodities generally are bottoming out, that would create some baby steps opportunities. And I think that's pretty much it here today. Wall Street looks like it's going to go out a bit weaker, which means it's given up the recovery, but it's not going to be a big decline. We're currently down about 1% across the indices overall. So, all the best, and more tomorrow. Bye-bye.